On the rocky coast of Scotland, in a little village there dwelt a man of honour, serving God without a care. He was not a man of honour, but a humble fishing man, working hard to earn his living. His name was Andrew Davison. He was the master of a vessel, and he claimed her as his own. She was fitted with all was needed. She was called the Rose in June, and with eager expectation he was waiting for the day when the time would come for fishing and the boats would sail away. And Andrew had been lately married, and before he left his home, Andrew Davis and his wife, they knelt in prayer before the throne, asking God for his protection on his wife while he was gone, praying nothing would befall her, not of trouble nor of harm. And his wife was kneeling by him, and she heard his fervent prayer, asking God for her protection, not a word of that for his. And her heart, it fell within her as she rose from her bended knee, thinking of those terrible dangers and those perils of the sea. When the summer winds blew softly and the herring season came, Andrew Davis was preparing herring, fishing was his game. Andrew Davis was preparing with his men to go to sea, not thinking 'twould be his last time ever more his friends to see. For all night long the storm was raging, and the angry billows roared. Many a vessel was tossed and driven all along that rocky shore. All their crews were clinging to them, all sailors strong and brave, praying that the Lord would save them from a sailor's watery grave. And all along the coast next morning, anxious eyes did watch and wait the children of those absent sailors, till returning ships were seen. And one by one those vessels came in, from morning until noon, until all were safely anchored, all but one, the Rose in June, whom the rocks turned bottom upwards, dashed against that rocky shore. All her crew were clinging to her, thinking the storm would soon be o'er. Andrew Davis, our captain, in that hour of sudden fear, called on Jesu Christ, our Saviour, and he hung his head in prayer, saying, "Come on and sing God's praises." And at last they all began. "Dearest Jesus, I am dying. What a comfort divine. What a comfort to know that the Saviour is mine. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory to revive us again." And those words were scarcely ended when the outwave struck our side, tore our captain from his holdings, and he drowned beneath the tide, gone to join those friends and shipmates on that heavenly shore, met by his loving Saviour, singing praise forevermore. And John Allen was our young mate, and he knew he was forgiven. Let us keep on with our singing, lads. Our captain is in heaven. And they sang so shrill and trilled till they came to this last verse. Slowly onward we haste to that heavenly place. For this is the glory and this is the grace. Hallelujah, sing the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, sing the glory to revive us again. And these words were scarcely ended when the outwave struck around, tore our young mate from his holding, and his body too was drowned. Gone to join those friends and shipmates on that heavenly shore, met by his loving Saviour, singing praise forevermore. And the rest of the crew were rescued, but they'll never forget the scene of that hour and that moment when that song they tried to sing. Oh, were no sermon ever preached, nor experience ever known like the power in that moment, in that hour of sudden doom. So, sinners, give your souls to Jesus. It can never be too soon. If in heaven you meet the captain, meet the crew of the Rose in June. Oh, sinners, give your souls to Jesus. It can never be too soon. If in heaven you meet the captain, meet the crew of the Rose in June.